This is Day to Day. I'm Joe Palca. Writer Susan Sontag died today of leukemia. She was 71. Sontag was an intellectual with interests as varied as photography, puppet theater, and the aesthetics of fascism. Sontag wrote 17 books, dozens of essays, and directed 4 feature films. Madeline Brand has more.
One of Sontag's best-known works is her 1978 book, Illness as Metaphor, a study of the idea of sickness in the West, written after Sontag survived breast cancer.
I spent a lot of time in hospitals, and I got to know a number of ill people. And when we were alone, sometimes we used to laugh like crazy. And we used to make all kinds of black jokes. And we also admitted to each other, some of us, that we were having fun, that there was some aspect of sort of, this was a fabulous experience. I'm sure it's like being in a war. You know, war is hell, and it's horrible, and you can lose your life or be horribly injured, and yet somewhere you say, I'm having a great time. It's so intense.
That's writer Susan Sontag. Michael Silverblatt was a close friend of Sontag's. He is the host of the public radio program Bookworm. It's produced by member station KCRW, and he joins us now. Michael, she was one of the country's leading intellectuals, but what was it like to be a friend of Susan Sontag's? What was she like on a personal level?
Well, you caught it in that clip. You couldn't have found a better one. Intense, unsparing, beautiful, brilliant, preposterously demanding, someone who understood that this is the great adventure, that we have this one time, and we must be at the head of the expedition. You know, she taught me over and over again, with both fierceness and love and passion, that you could not be less than your best, that you were responsible for the continuation of what you believed in, whatever it might be. You are your culture. And, you know, the idea of living in a world without Susan is both simultaneously, right now to me, incomprehensible and the great new adventure.
What do you see as her most important contribution to American intellectual life?
Well, there's a title by Isaac Babel, a book of stories called You Must Know Everything. And Susan embodied that. Anything she became interested in, she mastered and commanded and became central to. There was nothing that she felt you could not learn, no place you couldn't go, nothing that your mind could not bring you centrality toward. You know, the idea that we live in a world in which, let's say it, standards are disappearing, and it was more than likely for the things one loved to vanish with the standards, to go down the drain. She was there, you know, to rescue, to hold up to standards of moral intensity and aesthetic delight, the things that she believed in. That is, I think she taught us to be passionately punishing toward a culture that wants to immolate itself, to eat itself, to disappear.
Michael Silverblatt, a close friend of Susan Sontag's. He's the host of KCRW's book show called Bookworm. And Michael, my condolences, and thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. We've lost a treasure.
I'm Joe Palca. This is Day to Day.